This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we go around the league a little bit, and it was a wild day.
Yeah.
Think about this. I just saw Pat Leonard of the Daily News tweet this. And again, not that we didn't know this, but it's just when you see it all laid out like this. The Giants obviously 2-7 this season, 3-18 in their last 21, 5-21 in their last 26, 5-17-1 in the NFC East. This is under Shane and Dable. 2-14 against the Eagles and the Cowboys, and 20-39-1-4 regular seasons. Like, that is
just... I mean, the patience of ownership really should be commended.
That's why I say 4 years is...
I mean...
I'm not knocking them. I think they waited, if anything, you waited the extra year just to find out, and they even got to see it through with a rookie quarterback. It just because you could find a quarterback that has potential and can have some success, it doesn't mean that's justifying keeping both these two after all those records that I just put out there. Like, come on.
Yeah, and then you watch these other teams around the NFL who have been down for a little bit, and they don't need all these years to get it going.
Right.
I mean, they just don't. And there's plenty of evidence that, you know, the reclamation projects around the league are very easy to identify. And after year one with Brian Dable and, you know, the reemergence, if you will, of Daniel Jones and obviously Saquon beasting and the Giants winning a road playoff game, you know, that's why, even though I didn't agree with it, and if I owned the Giants, I wouldn't have done it, but I didn't go crazy when they got the extra year.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was maybe a little conservative, but... it's okay to err on the side of prudence when you've been almost, you know, just too aggressively cycling through coaches and GMs over the years. So it just hasn't worked out. And there's failure, but there's nothing to, like, you could live with that provided the expiration point is identifiable. Like, it can't continue.
Right, and we talked about this last year. Both would have moved on from Shane and Dable after last season, just not believing in them. And then said both, well, if they get to stay, it should be beyond this year because you want to see what they could do in a quarterback, with a quarterback that they selected. However, it played out in a way where it's far different than the normal scenario in your mind would have been about selecting a quarterback and then having him develop. Dart was thrown to the wolves basically right away in week 4. He showed that he has it, which is a huge check, and they showed they still can't win. So it's actually a good thing that they went to Dart when they did, because they could easily be 2-7 right now with Russell Wilson and now transitioning to Dart, and then we would see the final 8 games what they could do. Or later, let's say that they went to Dart later. The idea of Dart being there and that potential, to me, would have been holding out hope that something different from Shane and Dable's regime could have come of it. But now that we've seen the finished product, meaning Dart is here, he's been here for a while, and they still can't, they're 2-4 with him as a starter, and it looks like a mess, and the way that they're losing these games, now I don't need to see it beyond this year. I know what Dable and Dart can do offensively together, and I know that it's not good enough to justify keeping anybody around beyond this year.
Well, that's why my focus, and I think the focus of many, has shifted to Joe Shane here.
Yeah.
Because think about this. We said, wow, when we found out that they were going to Jackson Dart when they went to him, we all had the very simple, you know, the same answer, like, all right, you're going to fire the bullet. There's really nothing else to fire, so this better work out. If you would have told us back then that Jackson Dart was going to look like this, but yet the Giants would still just be gashed every week and giving up 30-plus and no resistance against the run, like, that is the indictment on the rest of the roster. They got the favorable answer about Dart, and that's great, but it's the other stuff that is just in ruins, and that's why, you know, you got to look a shame.
Let's get back to some calls here, BT. We'll save the NFL around the league a little bit for the next segment. Vinny is in Babylon. What's up, Vin?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Vince.
So obviously, they got to go. They all got to go. You look at Dable's face yesterday. I mean, he is so over his head, so lost. I like the guy. He's a nice guy. But, you know, as you said earlier, they got to go. Look at the players' faces. And what scared me the most yesterday was looking at the look on Jackson Dart's face. Because for the first time, he looked like, what the hell is going on here?
Right.
And, you know, Dable's got to go. They got to go because they're going to ruin Dart. Because if you beat up a young quarterback early in his career, you can ruin their careers. And that's what I'm most worried about, is that this kid, we don't need him to fade away here because he's
not defeated. He's not going to fade away. He's not going to fade away. I see, and that's a very interesting thing to talk about in the NFL. Like, and thank you for the call, Vin. I'm not saying that it has never happened, but we kind of throw that around like, you know, they ruined this guy. And by the way, you know, Darnold might be evidence to that for sure. But I think generally when quarterbacks are quote-unquote ruined, it's because they really weren't the right guy to begin with. I trust Dart's. And again, there are examples to the contrary. That's why I pick out Darnold. But generally, you can either play or you can't. You have the moxie or you don't, or you have the character or you don't. And I think what's happening right now to Jackson Dart is that, like, there's an arrogance when you are as talented as he is, and not an unchecked arrogance. I mean it in a very good way. It's a compliment. There's an arrogance coming from college saying, I can fix this. You know, I'm going to be able to will us here and score some points and, you know, help elevate this franchise. That is an internal belief that every great player has. And as the surroundings and the reality of the surroundings begin to become more and more obvious to Jackson Dart, you're going to see him not on the field, but project like almost an understanding like, man, this is even bigger than I thought. So I don't think you have to, but I think he's tough enough to get through that. What I'm worried about is him getting hurt. I really do, because there's just, how are they going to move the ball? How are they going to try to look presentable for the next 2 months? That's going to be Dart moving and dancing and putting down his pads because he's a bowler and he's a beast. And is that good for the franchise? The answer is no.
Yeah, but that's his game.
I know.
So if he gets, like, it's football, he's a rookie, he's got to go out there and play. I don't think that they're going to be allowed to be reckless with him. Now
they were reckless yesterday. His left shoulder could have been hanging by his right shoulder after that hit.
But they're playing a football game.
I know.
So why not? How about this, BT? Why not just shut him down? The final eight games are irrelevant. We all know Shane sucks, Dable sucks, fired the entire coaching staff. Why don't we put Jackson Dart just on the bench, have Russell Wilson go out there and save Dart so he's healthy next year?
Yeah, obviously I'm not saying that. It's just, it's an unwinnable situation here because, this is what I said one of the things earlier in the show, like for you to, and I'm putting myself in Dable's mindset right now. He knows the writing's on the wall, but... And he's a competitor, so we got to give Brian Dable that, even though it doesn't seem like it to some of you. The man wants to win, and the man has busted ass trying to win, as bad as it looks. All right, let's not be disrespectful here. So even though we know it's over for him, he's the last to know that. That's what competitors do, right? So in his mind, he's saying, how can I save my job? How can I fix the Giants? And by fixing the Giants, I'll save my own behind. Well, look at the resources. There's one that really stinks. Without Scataboo and without Neighbors, there's one that elevates itself. And that is the quarterback, and it's going to be human nature to try to ride that to the end to try to save his job. So I'm just saying, of course you don't shut him down. You don't put him in bubble wrap and not let him be a football player. It's just the very real reality. They don't have much around Dart, and he's going to be getting popped left and right the rest of the way.
The other reality may be that whoever takes over, they may not be as big a fans of Jackson Dart as Dable was.
Mm, mm.
You don't...
I'd like to meet that person.
I would not. Well, I mean, he didn't. He didn't go first overall.
But the Titans don't want Cam Ward? It doesn't matter where you go, it's what you do once you actually get in the NFL.
Understood.
And if there's a football person out there that might want to coach the Giants or the Giants might want to coach them that doesn't think that Jackson Dart's going to be a franchise quarterback, let's save the interview process. Yeah. I don't want that guy because that guy's an idiot.
See, but now you're placating the quarterback, which I would not be doing.
No, I'm not placating anybody. I'm reacting to the evidence. You don't think Jackson Dart's going to be a star? If they put the right things around him, I have no idea.
Nobody could say that you know he's not. No. You know definitively or he isn't.
No, I'm not saying definitively. But I'm just reacting to what I've seen. Yeah.
Okay, what have we seen?
What?
He's 2-4.
Forget about the record, Sal.
I'm not going to forget about the record.
You can't forget about it. You have to. You got to suspend the reality of that. Because the record is a byproduct of the GM. And the only reason you go, they're watchable is because of the quarterback.
Understood. You've seen him for 6 games. Like, even if they were 6-0, I still would not be sold. Like, it's 6 games.
I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes, but...
Well, it sounds like it.
No, I'm not saying that at all. You don't think that coaches would want to coach this young man?
I didn't say that. Okay. That's not what I said. All I said was there might not... Maybe Dable loved him more. Remember, they traded up to get him. Maybe he loved him more than another head coach coming in. I have no idea. But that is now in play when you have a new regime. I would not be hiring somebody just to the same way they did with Daniel Jones, just to maximize what Jackson Dart can do. To me, that is foolish. Now, I like Jackson Dart. I think he's got the right mindset here, but who knows? We still got to see what could go on the final 8 games. He's also got to prove that he could improve himself. He can stop being as reckless as he is, stay healthy, get more accurate. Like, there are a lot of things here. He's a rookie quarterback that's shown some signs. And just because it's far better from what we saw from Zach Wilson or anybody else here early on in their career, Geno Smith or Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones, just because it's far better than that immediately does not mean it's a given. Also, we don't know what the new regime would want. That's all that I'm saying.
Listen, I got you. And it's definitely not a given. All I'm saying is from what I've seen is I think that Jackson Dart's going to be amazing.
I know, but we thought other guys were going to be amazing and it doesn't happen.
But not to this extent. At least not here. I mean, I never felt this way about Daniel Jones. I was hopeful about Zach and hopeful about these other guys. Like, there's legitimate evidence that this guy's an absolute franchise quarterback. So, see, this was my worry. And this has been mitigated. This is a good thing, all right? So my greatest fear about the Giants, bring back Dable, give the keys to Dart. You realize Dable's not the guy. Dart looks awful, like Zach. Say Zach, just because we'll pull some other bad quarterback names into it. How appealing would the Giants' job be moving forward, meaning in 2026 and beyond, when they invariably move on from Dable, which they're going to have to? Well, if Dart looked overwhelmed or just overdrafted or not the guy, now you got a situation like, geez, the Giants are still a train wreck, and they don't even have a quarterback. At least for me, just for me, the silver lining is the Giants' job should be appealing. I don't know what coaches they'll talk to, but it should be appealing to every reputable quarterback that you would want to interview. Because they, again, my opinion, they have to think that Jackson Dart has a chance to be phenomenal.
Has a chance, but would it be more appealing than having a top pick and getting to select your own guy?
And having him learn
in your system?
You know what? I can't answer that only because it's subjective. Meaning, I don't know what they think about Mendoza or Dante Moore. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Or like Cam Ward a year ago or Shedeur Sanders.
Or Caleb Williams, who I was told.
Or any of those guys.
Can't miss. Caleb Williams going to be
great.
Caleb Williams has never looked like this.
I don't think Caleb Williams is good. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Whereas Jackson Dart, to me, Jackson Dart, I mean, if he was out there and he was throwing up 50-50 balls to Malik Nabers and Nabers was doing things and, you know, that really it was Nabers like who was wielding this Giants offense into the end zone, then I'd say, yeah, all right. I look at Jackson Dart as a guy who's going out there with basically nothing and every time they start a drive, they're scoring a touchdown to start the game.
Right now, through 6 starts in his career, to me, the best attributes that Dart has is, number one, his intangibles. The leadership, the mindset, the confidence, all those things that you certainly need in this town to succeed. So he has that. And those things can start to erode. The more you lose, the more the media vultures come out, call for the coaches, everything around you is crumbling. Like, that could hurt. But even the most confident people's confidence, you're starting to see that a little bit. Not his confidence being hurt, but just like, what the hell's going on here? Yesterday, I felt that in the postgame. To me, that would be his greatest attribute so far, along with his ability to be a dual threat. I don't look at him as saying he's some great thrower of the football, but so I think he could run well, and I think he can throw it a little bit. I think he's got to improve on that. More accuracy, more consistency. Also, his greatest strength on the field running the football could be a weakness because he's reckless and could get himself hurt. So there's a long way to go from where I'm sitting. Like, I'm happy with the way that it's gone so far. As far as seeing him as a starter for six games, not the result, but yes, you feel like you have something. Dude, I saw C.J. Stroud have way more success than I saw Jackson Dart have. I saw Jaden Daniels have way more success than I saw Jackson Dart have. I've seen Bo Nix have way more success than Jackson Dart have. And those guys still, nobody sold on in year two. So I'm just saying six games, let's not make it like all of a sudden the guy's Joe Montana.
As unappealing, this is the irony of it for me, as unappealing as the Giants' job has been for so long, all right, as unappealing as it's been and as bad as it's looked, you know, blowing leads and getting gashed and lifeless press conferences and checking out of tackles and getting gashed up the middle with the run, it's actually appealing because of the quarterback. So I think the pool will be very deep. I think that's encouraging. And then, you know, you got to make sure that Mara understands it's time to really clean house.
Benny calling from Fairlawn. What's up, Benny?
Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Benny?
You know, I was at the game yesterday, and just a couple of points. It's over the years, the Giants never seem to do a first drive touchdown. And all of a sudden this year, I think three, maybe even four games, they
four
did
straight.
A first drive touchdown.
Four.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Theo Johnson made a nice play that was right in front of me. But, of course, later in the game, he dropped the ball that hit him right between the numbers, kind of killed the drive. Mm. But the other thing I want to talk about, which is I've been going to the games since Yankee Stadium. I'm a little bit older than most of the audience, I bet. I would say, and maybe you can check with Evan and Sean about this, it looked like the crowd was at least 25-30% San Francisco fans.
Well, we can really check with Hoff. Hoff's there all the time. He said about 40%, right?
I'd go 50%.
50%? He's there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was awful. I mean, you know, and I remember when during the Parcells years, one of the most exciting things, if it was for me, I'm sure it was for the players, when they announced the players, when they came out, you know, introduction, and the roar that the stadium would, you know, conjure up when, you know, LT and Sims and Bavaro came out. I mean, that had to psych the players up. The players ran out yesterday. It was like, oh, it was like the dogs chasing the Frisbees coming out. There's no life in that stadium.
It's bad.
I'm not sure whether that's an indictment of, you know, the fans selling their tickets to, you know.
That's not their fault.
Benny, you know what that's about. They've been losers for a decade. This is the third straight year they've started 2-7. What do you want the fans to do?
I totally understand. I mean, this is as bad as the 70s when they were god-awful. But I here's a 1% silver lining. Maybe Jackson Dart kind of can be like the Phil Sims of this next era, you know?
It took
Sims a few years to get... I certainly hope so.
Yes, no question.
Lot, guys, I appreciate...
Okay.
I
Sorry,
appreciate
Benny.
Your talking, and thanks.
Thanks,
Benny. I didn't mean to step on you there. Thank you very much. You've been going to Yankee Stadium with the Giants, huh? Yeah, you know, he said something that I've said, and I've actually documented this. I've got to pull up the old tweet. I'm not going to do it now, and I won't even necessarily do it on the air, but I remember doing it a while ago, and I did it with you, where, like, people, growing up, like, you heard, oh, my God, the Giants in the 70s, and I really, really, myself, remember watching football starting in the early 80s. But historically, the Giants 70s, the decade of the 70s, was as bad as it was for their franchise. This is worse. Like, people think that I'm just, like, being hyperbolic. It's worse. Like, the 70s, oh, my God. Remember when Herm Edwards scooped up the Passarge? Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. For those of you who lived it, you do. Guess what? This is worse. Go back. Go to Football Reference. Type in New York Football Giants, okay? And look at the 70s. Look at the records. Look at the point differential. Look at all the stuff. It's there for you. Offensive rank, defensive rank, as deep as you want to get, but you can just get as basic as the records. This is worse than the 70s.
Yeah. I mean, look, I wasn't around in the 70s, so. And I really don't care about the history of it, whether it's the 70s, whether it's the 80s, whether it's the 90s or 2000s when they won a couple of Super Bowls recently. Like, it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is it shouldn't be this difficult to build a competitive, competent football team. What matters to me is when you do decide to make a change, when they did, you give the new regime some runway here. Now, the issue that I have, and this is why I really think the core issue is just the way that it's been going with the Giants for a while. firing guys, hiring guys repeatedly, screwing up Daniel Jones, then forcing a new quarterback and the Saquon Barkley. Like, Barkley and Jones should have been, I said this at the time, should have been cleaned out. Those issues should have been cleaned out before Shane and Dable ever took over. They weren't. Then they had the immediate success, and everybody got excited about that. That led to extending Daniel Jones, which led to some issues. Like, there are not just singular reasons where, well, Joe Shane doesn't know what he's doing. Well, Brian Dable doesn't know what he's doing. It's more encompassing than just that. However, 4 years is 4 years. Their record is what it is. It's time to move on. But I don't, to me, it has nothing to do with the history, has nothing to do with where they've been, how bad it was at any point. Just evaluating this for whatever reason, multiple reasons, it's nowhere near good enough. And I don't know how anybody can believe that it would change for the better anytime soon.
I don't really think anybody does. And I mean, really think about this. The entire, I guess, skeleton, if you will, of the New York Giants has been, I mean, I hate to be so crass here, but ass backwards. I mean, really, going back to Saquon, the entire identity was on a running back, and he's an amazing player. But, I mean, what team that's going to win the Super Bowl's best player, and I know they won it last year, is about a running back. I mean, it's always about the quarterback and the defensive ends and all the other stuff. So that was backwards, and then they completely misread the quarterback situation, Daniel Jones. When you do that, it adds up, and here we are, you know, deeper and deeper into this regime, which is just going nowhere.
Right, think about it. So the mistakes of Dave Gettleman and the prior regime were still felt.
No question. I think even Reese right. into Gettleman.
Correct.
No doubt about
so
it.
So it's been one thing after another yeah. after another. And that's why I hesitate. Like, yeah, we all think Dart is it, but nobody knows that. It's six games. Like, these things change year to year, week to week they change. So that may be the one bright spot right now, and you hope that that's the case, but when you hire a whole new regime, I'm not forcing anything on anybody. And you have to hope that that new regime in their 4 years can clean up Shane and Dable's mess now and overcome that. BT and Sal on the Fan Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's the Jets, the Giants, year after year, we say the same thing. Hey, hopefully they can be relevant by October, by Halloween, this and that. And it's the same exact result. Outside of the one outlier with the first year with Dable, who, you know, Dable took most of what Gettleman had on that roster and made the most of it, got to the postseason, won a playoff game. Unfortunately, it proved to not be sustainable. They could not build off of that. Total regression year after year after year. And here we are yet again, BT, in a world where in the NFL... And by the way, the NFL is just insane now. Like, you've got... Did you see any of the Chiefs' Bills yesterday?
Yeah.
You've got guys... Okay, so not just the Chiefs' Bills, but there was one play specifically in there. The 4th and 17. There's, a, like, 4th and 17, Kansas City goes for it. With, like, 4th and 17, imagine that. The majority of my life as a sports fan, 4th and 17, unless it's the final drive of the game. Like, well, that,
remember what happened with Ray Rice? Ray Rice had, I think it was maybe 16, 4th and 16.
Or even the one with the...
It's rare, though, back then.
There was one, who the hell converted it? It was the Eagles and Packers. There was a huge 4th down. Might have been a playoff game years ago. Anyway, those were like 4th and 17, you're toast, you're punting.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Reid and the Chiefs are like, oh, no, we're going for it.
Yeah.
So much so that I think even Romo at the time was like, oh, maybe they try to draw him off here. Whatever, I forget what he was saying. But boom, they go for it, and they convert. Then they get the touchdown. They go for two. They get that. You saw a 68-yard field goal being kicked yesterday. You see these comebacks. You see the Bears-Bengals game.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the Bengals 2 weeks in a row, like, what the hell is going on? Anyway, point is, in an NFL with just craziness and things happening that you just can't even believe, the Jets and Giants consistently continue to suck and be at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, yesterday was wild, by the way. I mean, you know, you talk about what Sam Darnold did. Are you kidding me? I know,
last night.
I didn't even...
In those sick unis, by the way.
Yeah, I love those old school Seahawks unis. Yeah, those are nice. Like, Kurt Warner was the running back then, Jim Zorn, Steve Largent. I don't remember all the things that Jerry was dropping during the update. I think it was 720. When I got in the car this morning, but some of the things that Darnold did in the first half hadn't been done since like 1978. Like, I want to say, maybe no incompletions, 250 yards or more, and four touchdowns, like something wacky. So you had that, you know, the Packers lose, the Colts lose, the Bills reestablish themselves. Yeah, it's fun for most cities.
Don't you think, because you mentioned Darnold, and you said this before, I think we'd have to be naive to think that the New York media and the landscape doesn't have some kind of negative impact. It's why I was trying to fight it off with Aaron Glenn earlier on in this year, and I'll continue to do that as long as he gets this team going the right way. I have to feel like the immediacy from the fans and media of like needing to see success, the witch hunt early on, like there's been a witch hunt going on for Dable for, you know, 3 years. This year, we all now know it's over, but the beginning of last year, to me, where people calling for a job was a little bit unfair. Same thing with Aaron Glenn this year in year one. Or the quarterbacks. Oh, Sam Darnold. Oh, he's seeing ghosts. Oh, my God. Daniel Jones. Like, and he was through the ringer for many different reasons. You can't tell me that doesn't have a negative. You can bring baseball into it if you want. It has to have a negative impact because a lot of guys, head coaches, quarterbacks, whatever, other players go on to have success elsewhere. Teams with far less payrolls in baseball have more immediate success than the big, bad, mighty Yankees, and now with the Mets with their payroll. Like, it, something is off here that just, I really believe to a certain extent that the media in some ways, shape, or form in New York is a part of the problem.
I think I thought that at one point. I think football is definitely different than baseball here, and even the Knicks who, you know, have been much better the last couple of years. I think that the football writers are so, and reporters are just so used to, and this is not me placing blame at their doorstep at all, and it's not their job to get these teams good.
Right.
It's their jobs to report what's going on.
Right, the results you can't argue.
Yeah, they're a liaison to the fans, so they're just doing their job. So this is not shade toward them, but I think that it's been so ugly and like so catastrophically, unacceptably bad that maybe the questions get a little aggressive earlier than they would if there was more of a proven track record. Like the Yankees, all right, we could sit here and say the Yankees haven't won since 09, which is true, but the Yankees still pump out 90-something wins, and while I'm tired of that and I'd like to win a championship, you know, it's hard to just harpoon somebody when you do that on a regular basis, whereas with the Jets and the Giants, it's like it's very easy to go aggressive and go for the nuclear button because they have not given us any reason not to.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking through. Like, I think the players in baseball, the individuals, maybe have it a little more challenging here, whereas the organizations in the NFL would have it more difficult here. You can't tell me that it's not a part of it. How come Sam Darnold can look the way that he looked when he never looked like that with the Jets? Or at least, you know, it was so infrequent. Maybe he had one or two games that made you really believe like he could be a guy. And then we just completely ruined him here. Now, I'm not saying we, as in all of us here, fans and media, but the Jets couldn't maximize it. The overwhelming negativity from fans and media alike forced it to a situation where I never thought Sam Darnold would be good in my life, and yet he's been now good with two other organizations. Same thing with Daniel Jones. So there's got to be something to it.
Well, I think that the biggest issue is that they try to get these football situations fixed with people haven't done the job yet.
Right.
And, you know, all the other stuff. So when the noise gets loud, like, and, you know, listen, I wanted Mike Vrabel before I wanted Aaron Glenn. But, like, if Mike Vrabel's here and things go sideways like they did early for Aaron, he's got a certain gravitas, not in the city, but he's got a resume. So he can kind of, you know, Heisman some people like, well, we've seen this before. Whereas when Aaron does this, it's met in some circles as, who does he think he is? And what is he doing? And is it a combative relationship with the media? It's not going to work out. So I think that that's part of it. So you are tasking unproven people with this Herculean task of fixing everything. And that's the biggest issue.
Correct. And you could say the same thing for a quarterback who's a kid from USC, in Darnold's case, coming to New York City, and the expectation is going to be Broadway Joe, Broadway Sam, whatever. Like, and if we don't get it immediately, then it's like, he's another one. He doesn't have it. Like, you're right. Because it's been so bad for so long, it snowballs to a point where it is a Herculean task to overcome. And when you hire a first-time guy to do it, or a rookie QB to do it immediately, and the expectation is, well, go save us now, without even, like, the wiggle room or the runway, it becomes insurmountable, or if not just flat-out impossible. So now that's my fear as it pertains to Jackson Dart, is that he's going to be the one guy that, like, everybody definitively wants, or at least the majority of people, want Shane and Dable gone, new coaching staff. Okay, let's see what we could do now with Jackson Dart in place. Then the onus is going to be on him. I guess depending on who they bring in. If they bring in another first-timer, then it could be on them as well. But if they bring in an established, which I would recommend, have been recommending for a while, an established head coach, whoever that may be, Belichick, Mike McCarthy, whatever, I got to decide who I would. I actually would want Brian Flores myself. That's who I would want. Now, there are some question marks there, but he's a no-nonsense badass. I want him to be a leader of men. I want him to be my head football coach. Go find an offensive coordinator. Anyway, point is, then the ask is going to be of Jackson Dart to be the savior again.
Think about the infrastructure of a team, right? So let's say, I don't think this will happen, but just to push this forward, right? Let's say Belichick's coaching the Giants next year. Yeah. Just say this, right? Yeah. Which I'd be open to. I just don't think it's going to happen. And you're trying to build this thing up, right? And when you talk about any infrastructure, I think people think O-line and offensive play calling and weapons, and that, of course, matters. But I'm talking about the internal infrastructure to absorb the noise. So because Dable has no juice here, and because Glenn has no juice here, they can't do that as effectively as Belichick or whatever veteran coach.
Even
McCarthy.
If they try, which they have.
Yeah, no, they have tried, true. But they don't, it's not a lack of want. They don't know how to do it. So if it's Belichick, he could say, listen, Jackson, you worry about your job. I got everything else. I got it all. I got it all under control. Don't you worry about anything. And he's going to protect him. That's why, you know, like to put a bubble around the quarterback to just let the quarterback focus on his job. Once the noise and the daggers and the calls and the clicks and the tweets, once that is not stifled by somebody that emits confidence and emits the ability to pull this team out of it, now it's anarchy. And nobody believes in Dable, and hopefully Glenn doesn't get to that point as well. But I know that wouldn't happen with somebody who's already won a Super Bowl.
It's either, you need either or. the resume and the cachet to block out the noise. And then, like you said, if Belichick comes here and they're losing at first, he's Bill Belichick still. So people, fans, media, whatever, going to trust him. Maybe not at this particular
point. And not forever, but they're going to trust him more than they trust what's going on now.
Or you need, let's use Glenn as an example, a guy who says all the right things initially, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we all get behind it. He's got to have some success. So when,
like Campbell.
Correct. When, well, he didn't
even
have
though he started off poorly, but
well,
you know what I'm
that's
saying.
That's my point. So with Glenn.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
With Glenn, it started to go sideways. Like week one was fine. Even though they lost the game, it was
definitely.
Still, everybody was like, oh my God, this is great. Like the Jets played their best game in years.
Yeah, we almost won.
Then week two, it was like, uh-oh. Then week three, it was like.
Now Fields is hurt and things are going awry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And then it starts to become louder and louder. And he has no track record to fight off the defender, the detractors.
It's untenable. Whereas in Detroit, maybe Campbell gets more road to figure things out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So last week on Friday, BT, Mitch from Fort Lee called. I actually asked him to do me a favor and get me Knicks tickets. Not for free. Mitch usually has access to these tickets. I got a request from somebody in the family.
Okay.
That wanted to go to the Knicks game on November 5th. That's this Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
So I told Mitch a while ago, all right, get me this date, whatever. Let me know the things. He gives me the seat. He gives me the total. I'm like, done. Boom, whatever. I'm giving them as a birthday gift to one of my young
nephews.
Joey? No. One of my young nephews. Yeah.
All right.
My wife's brother's kids.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
He wants to go. Nice. He's a big Knicks fan now. Big,
that's right.
His father passed away. He was a big Knicks fan, so he's now into that.
Yep.
So we're going to surprise him with Knicks tickets.
Are you taking them or somebody else taking them?
His mother's going to take them.
That's awesome.
So my wife, she said, no, I'll pay you. Maybe if you want to pay for him. I'm like, no, we got it. We want to treat him. My wife and I want to make that his birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
I go through Mitch. He's like, don't worry about it. Got it. Whatever. We work it out. I get the tickets last Friday. It's for November 9th against the Nets. I go, dude, what's going on? You got me the wrong game here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you sure you sent me? I go, I sent you the right date. Like, you got me the wrong date. So now I was desperate in that particular case. So I had to go to ask a favor from somebody else for this. Like, hey, do you have access to this?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to buying. I just want like a good value, whatever. You know how it's hard to.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Now, that was on Thursday. The person said, let me look into it,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get back to you. It is now Monday. At what point do I need to follow up here with the... Now, I don't want to be overbearing because I hate to even ask, but I'm desperate in this particular spot.
Understood.
And by the way, if they can't come through, it is what it is. I'm just going to have to figure out to take it on the chin the best way possible, get the best seat and buy it. Like, it's not the end of the world.
How many are you looking for?
Two tickets.
I might be able to help you, but we'll talk about that
at
off the air. Yeah, we'll talk about that off the air. If I can, I'll text somebody as soon as we go to break.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you who I asked.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you without you revealing on the air to answer your question.
Somebody
big. If it's, you know, if it's a middle of the road lackey,
no,
you just keep stepping
big.
On the gas. If it's somebody that's big, you got to tap dance around the equation here
a little bit. Full desperation. I need help. Hoff, can you put me in contact?
Jeez, is it Mike Breen? I'm trying to think somebody with the Knicks.
No. I'll let you know do it. No.
But, I'm sure I could guess
and
this.
And like I said, I'm not looking for a handout. Now,
I know you're not.
But I asked, receptive, totally, hey, I'll look into it. I'll get back to you if I can help.
Things haven't gotten back to you.
And it's Monday.
When was the last time you spoke to this person?
Thursday, through text.
No, I'm saying before your request for tickets.
You're going to like this one.
How many years ago?
Never.
So you're really throwing a Hail Mary. So... Oh, my God. I can't wait for you to tell me during the break. So it's not somebody like Francesa who you talk to occasionally.
No. Never.
I'm very curious here.
All right. But regardless of who it is, do I send the follow-up today? Do I give another day tomorrow? Do I just move on without it?
To move on without it would be foolhardy because you need an answer. So I would say respectfully, kick the tires when we go to break here. Send a text. Hey, and I always do stuff like this. Hey, so-and-so. Hey, Mr. Dolan. Nah, just kidding. Hey,
right.
So-and-so. Just circling back. You know, I'll even say just gently circling back, comma.
Yeah.
And then express what you need to express. And then depending upon what they say, I can reach out to my guy who could have some success with this.
Because in addition, I've been hitting up Mitch like, dude, you got to get me some options here. I'm trying to figure out best options. Like, I can't be left at the altar here. I got to get two tickets one way or another.
Does the boy know? Or is this a surprise?
No, he does not know. Surprise.
Okay, so then why? I know his birthday is Wednesday. You want to do it on the birthday. But what's the difference if it's a couple of days after? He's still going to see the Knicks.
His mother requested that particular game.
So logistically, it's an issue.
And
got
because
it.
I think Sunday is his actual party.
Okay,
so it can't be Sunday because we're going there for the party Sunday. I know. Point is, Mitch screwed me, dude. I had... Like, I don't like asking for favors.
No. He doesn't like asking Mitch for favors. No.
No.
Not at all.
That's not really a favor. That's just...
Not at all.
Mitch, for whatever reason, has the... he's in touch with a lot of people who have tickets.
I know he is.
People season tickets. Like, you're paying probably over face value, but whatever. Like, at least sometimes I get a good option. Like, okay, 200s, but the first couple of rows...
And they're great seats.
Yeah,
and I know. You're not getting
value.
Bent over.
So that's the thing. But I don't like asking out, like, reaching out for this person. If it were not for who it's for, I would never have done it.
Did you explain
I did.
What you tried to do here because of your brother-in-law?
Of course.
Okay, gotcha.
Trust
so that I would, yeah,
like that's
I'm
the
sure
whole,
you did. Yeah.
I told him, I go, dude, I hate even to ask
yep,
this.
Yep, you and, prefaced it with the,
but
okay.
Here's the situation. Like, this is a pretty important, and this particular person could maybe help out, even make the experience better, potentially.
Oh, do I know this person?
You do. Yes, you do know those.
Okay,
I'll tell you
gotcha.
All right, but anyway, so you think I got to reach out at some point?
I think
point
you have
today.
To. I think you get the answer because if you don't get the answer, you can't really go for Plan B.
Now you're more
or Plan C.
You're a lot
more what?
Forward than I am.
Yes, but you've got to get forward. Yes, but not in an abrupt, blunt manner. Like in a if I need an answer, you know, I'm also the kind, and you do this as well. Like I do a lot for other people. I really do.
Right.
Like I don't really ask for much. So when I do need a favor. I don't really have, and you're not looking for a free handout either.
Right.
So I don't have an issue
I asked
doing
about
it.
Do you have access?
I know, which is the classy way of saying of course I want to pay.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a handout here. No, you get what you ask for in life here. If you don't ask, you don't get the answer. It's really that simple.
Well, you remember back to bring it back to the Giants here before we get to the calls. Remember we had a Dory Jackson. I was like, hey, what's up with those throwback jerseys? And he said closed mouths don't get fed, and he was going to send us the jersey.
You get the jersey?
Never.
No.
Years later, never.
It's actually it's at the practice facility. What do you think?
Yeah.
I would trade it for a tackle from somebody on defense. Can we instead of the jersey, Adoree, just have? And I know he's not there anymore.
No. But if you asked him twice, you would have the jersey. That's my point.
I did ask him multiple times.
Oh, you did. I think you just asked him once.
I asked him too. I went to the locker room. Hey, by the way, you still got that jersey?
Yeah. To the facility. How sick were those helmets? By the way, the uniforms
love
are great.
Those.
Oh man, gorgeous, yeah. Even those Dart ones. With like the blue and the red, he just looks like a stud, man. They got that right.
BT and Sal, the fan Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, Lore.
Hey, guys. It's with Shane Bowen. I'm expecting him to be fired here soon. I'm so sick of watching this defense not get better every single week. There's no adjustments being made. Like, what is going on with a team that every single game, not anything improves? Players don't get better. Schemes don't get better. Things just got to be status quo. That's the norm for the Giants. Heads need to roll, and Shane Bowen needs to be fired. I'm so sick of him. And I'm just, it's terrible.
Bowen's small potatoes, though. Like, and thanks for the call.
Until he's gone, he's not, though. That's the crazy thing.
But think about it. If you fired Bowen.
Yeah, I know.
What's he going to do?
I don't know. I mean, really, it would. You know what it is? And I don't like to fire people for this reason at all. Like, he should lose his job because he's not very good at what he's doing. But there are times that you have to give the fans something.
You know, honestly, the more I think this through, if you're Dable and you're trying to survive, you already pulled the Jackson Dart salvo. If I'm him, I would fire Bowen now and just pray to God that whoever I had take over, wherever that may come from, it's obviously going to come from within. Nobody in their right mind is going to come from the outside.
Yeah, let me sign on for 2 months.
Yeah, but like maybe just hope that somebody can do something else with this defense because Bowen just is
The problem with that is, and that might be his only recourse, the only problem, though, is he already went down this road with Wink. So, you know, if you're Mara, do you even want to hear this from Shane? From Dable at this point?
I'm just saying, dude, you got to be trying to do anything you can. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan Reset, down with the king topic of the day. When we come back, 888-808-1019. Of course, the Giants, another horrific loss. I think we've all seen enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.